Shabbat Shalom. I hope I make it without losing my voice. Smoke has kind of got me like everybody else. Before I get started, I know that this probably should be brought up at announcements, but the other day I heard a coalition of UN forces remove Syrian forces from Syria, or not forces, but refugees from Syria, and moved them into Jordan and resettled them and gave them food and a lot of comfort. Well, that's not quite how it happened. The United States and a coalition of United Nations countries asked Israel if they would do it. And Israel took, at their own expense, and moved the Syrians into Jordan and clothed them and fed them. So in case you hear that in the news, you know where what's happening. Shabbat Shalom. Today's parasha, we find two very interesting portions in it that are well known. One is the Ten Commandments, the other is the Shema. And do you realize that the Ten Commandments are written in the Supreme Court? When you shut the back doors, the two bottom panels have the Ten Commandments on it of our Supreme Court. So, something to keep in mind. Every word that comes, though, from Adonai, or God, is important. It has equal strength. But the two messages that I just told you about are a little better known. Also, I hope they're better used in this country. But as I kept reading, I came to chapter 4, verse 9. Boy, it reads, only beware for yourself and greatly beware for your soul, lest you forget the things that your eyes have beheld, and lest you remove them from your heart all the days of your life and make them known to your children and children's children. It was a bit hard for me to understand. When I see things like that, I kind of dig into them. What are we talking about here? And I believe this has to be separated into two parts. Beware not to forget the things of your eyes, that your eyes have beheld from your heart all the days of your life. Let me read that again. Beware not to forget the things that your eyes have beheld from your heart all your days. In addition, the Torah adds, you shall teach the Torah to your children and children's children. Still, the grammar was a little confusing to me. Lest you remove them from your heart all the days of your life and make them known to your children. This is contradictory, in my opinion, in thinking. Look at the words, beware that you do not remove the teaching from your heart and make them known to your children. How's that possible? You remove the law from your own heart and pass it to your children? maybe there should have been some clarification there, because it was kind of went over my head. But that's okay. I have a story. Yes, thanks to Rabbi Kamenetsky. Anyway, this is my story. Junior came home from day camp one day without a towel. Where's your towel? Asked Mom. I don't know, he sighed. I could not find it after swimming. Maybe someone took it. The mother was irate. Who could have taken your towel? It was a great towel. I raised you better than that. You wouldn't do that. A few moments later, she was on the phone with the day camp director. Hello? There's a thief in your camp. How so? My son had a towel stolen from camp. He brought it today, and it was nowhere. Jewish mother. Calm down, came the voice on the line. I am sure that no one stole it. Please describe the towel to me. Sure, I can. It was big and white. You could not miss it. It had the words Holiday Inn emblazoned on it. Well, I believe that this verse, the 4:9, was put in its simplest form. It's just we don't want to hear what we read sometimes. We often forget the principle that we were taught when we were young. We don't remember it for ourselves, but we pass it on to our children when the time comes. We give our children a speech about honesty and integrity. Only minutes later, we say, tell the person on the phone that your dad's not home. We may give great speeches about greed, but we see that special thing we want to buy, and we pass by the pushka that month without giving it a second thought. That's a collection box. And so, the Torah warns us not to forget its principles for ourselves and to teach them to our children. Consistency is the message now and for your children for all times. Shabbat Shalom.